This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the police have reportedly made arrest in relation to the recently discovered remains of two men. Minister of Tourism says the Maritime and Underwater Heritage Bill will be of significant benefit to Barbados's economy once enacted. Meantime, the opposition leader calls on government to give an urgent report card on the state of the West Coast reefs. The Culture Minister sees strong private sector interests for the 2025 We Gathering event. PAHO reports record-breaking figures of dengue cases in the region. The UN Secretary General condemns ongoing gang violence in Haiti. And a 26-year-old man has been charged with murder for fatally shooting United Healthcare CEO in New York City. Good afternoon. I'm Barry Wilkinson. The details just ahead. The police service this morning is reported to have made a number of arrests in relation to the deaths of two St. Philip men whose remains were recently discovered at Henley in St. John. Starcom Network sources indicate that as many as four people have been taken into custody. Last Thursday, police officers acting on a tip-off found two skulls in a bushy area at Henley. The remains were confirmed as those of two adult males, and it is believed to be those of Junior Pippi Yard Tate and Randy Sharkman Brathwit, both of Bladesill St. Philip, who have been missing since June 2023. The Suzuki Swift motor car in which they were traveling was found riddled with bullet holes at Farm Road St. Philip, but there was no sign of the two men. It's been speculated that the two were tortured and murdered in a reprisal killing. There was said to be a heavy police presence in the area of Church Village St. Philip this morning, as police appear to be closing in on suspects in the case, including those taken into custody. The Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell, says the 268-page Maritime and Underwater Heritage Bill being debated in Parliament will bring significant economic benefits to Barbados once enacted. The minister says there are many sources of income to be derived from the bill and wants Parliament to support it immediately.
This bill, as I indicated, empowers the minister responsible for natural resources to make regulations relating to all ocean mineral activities, including ocean within Barbados's waters, and of course, ocean mineral activities beyond Barbados's waters in the area under Barbados's sponsorship. So that's very, very important because this bill obviously brings the coherence in terms of coastal state control activities directed at maritime heritage while simultaneously enabling improvements in business and service excellence in Barbados. And that for us is of great concern.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell. However, opposition leader Ralph Thorne has challenged the government to produce a report card on the state of the West Coast reefs, which he says were previously reported damage. He says the government has a responsibility to report on this before they seek to enact the Maritime and Underwater Heritage Bill.
A former minister did tell this country that we were an extremely hospitable jurisdiction, and that we allowed those cruise liners to berth within our territorial waters, in fact, very close to the coastline. And we did hear in the aftermath of that most hospitable act that certain discharge from those cruise ships may have damaged reefs that took perhaps thousands of years to grow.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Next year's We Gathering is attracting strong support from the private sector as well as event promoters as preparations continue for the highly anticipated cultural event. Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, gave an update to Starcom Network News on the sidelines of the Shirley Chisholm Project, the Arts Prize Giving Ceremony, at the Ministry's head office at the Haggett Hall this morning.
We have a lot of interest in the private sector, so the private sector is coming on board, and I would like to urge more involvement, but we have seen, you know, the private sector beginning to step up. There's also a lot of interest as well from private promoters, so people are actually calling about their own individual events that they want to be able to host, and just asking us to just make sure you put it on the calendar. So we will end up with a full slate of calendar of activities as well.
She also revealed plans to engage Barbadians overseas early in the new year.
So what we're working on is to just make sure that all of the parishes have their activities and are ready to go. But I can tell you that St. Lucie, you can look forward to a massive picnic in St. Lucie as one of the big signal activities happening on January 21st as well. We will in January very early be reaching out to the diaspora. So we will have a team, you know, going from Barbados, going into those source markets to just be able to drum up some support as well. The full team is on board in relation to regathering. So we are ready.
Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight in the Lunchtime Edition. The region is facing the largest dengue epidemic ever recorded. That's according to the Pan American Health Organization. Speaking during a news briefing on the current state of dengue, the Arapuche virus, and the avian flu in the region, the director of PAHO, Dr. Yarbus Barbosa, shared the staggering figures and highlighted the growing risk to children. Dr. Barbosa urged governments and citizens to take immediate measures to prevent the spread of the virus.
So this year, we have faced the largest dengue epidemic in the Americas since records began in 1980. More than 12.6 million cases have been reported, nearly three times the record set in 2023. More than 21,000 of these cases have been severe, and more than 7,700 deaths have been reported. Dengue is also posing a higher than normal risk to children. This increase in cases is directly associated with climatic events, including droughts, floods, and warmer climates that favor the proliferation of mosquito breeding sites. Insufficient sanitation and poor waste management are also driving the spread.
Director of PAHO, Dr. Yarbus Barbosa. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has strongly condemned the violence and loss of life in Haiti, where an armed gang is reported to have killed at least 184 people, including 127 elderly men and women over the last weekend. The spokesman for the UN Secretary General, Stephanie Dujarac, said the killings occurred between December 6 to 8 in the Wharf Germany neighborhood in Site-Soleil. The Secretary General calls on the Haitian authorities to conduct a thorough investigation and ensure the perpetrators of these and all other human rights abuses and violations are brought to justice. Dujarac said that the Secretary General reiterates his call to member states to provide the Kenya-led multinational security support mission with the financial and logistical support required to successfully assist the Haitian National Police in addressing gang violence. A 26-year-old man has been charged with murder over last week's fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City. Lugini Manajuan was taken into custody at a McDonald's in the town of Pennsylvania yesterday after a customer at the fast food outlet recognized him. An Ivy League graduate from a prominent Maryland family was found in possession of a gun and a handwritten document that expressed ill will towards corporate America. Police who knew him told U.S. media he suffered from a painful back injury and that he had become socially withdrawn in recent months. Thompson, aged 50, was fatally shot in the back last Wednesday morning outside the Hilton Hotel in Midtown Manhattan, where United Healthcare, the medical insurance giant he led, was holding an investors' meeting. Police say he was targeted in a pre-planned killing. Recapping the headlines. The police reportedly make arrests in relation to the recently discovered remains of two men. Minister of Tourism says the Maritime and Underwater Heritage Bill will be of significant benefit to Barbados' economy once enacted. Meantime, the opposition leader calls on government to give an urgent report card on the state of the West Coast reefs. The Culture Minister sees strong private sector interest for the 2025 We Gathering event. PAHO reports record-breaking figures of dengue cases in the region. UN Secretary General condemns ongoing gang violence in Haiti, and a 26-year-old man has been charged with murder for fatally shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO in New York City. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.